With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply. Let my money pass and go.
Fast like a Lambo. At this point, you've probably seen the article. If not, you can find it at Forbes.com. The headline, Penny Hardaway is the hottest college coach in America, and he wants a super team at Memphis. The man who wrote it writes for a lot of different media outlets, including the New York Times, Zagsblog.com, and, of course, Forbes. It's Adam Zagori, and he joins me now. Zags, it's Gary Parrish. How you doing, man?
Gary, how you doing, buddy?
Everything's good in my world. I appreciate you being here. I won't keep you too long because I know you've had a long day in federal court in Lower Manhattan, and I'm going to talk to you about that momentarily. But first things first, Penny Hardaway is the hottest college coach in America, and he wants a super team at Memphis. It's interesting. Listen, everybody here loves Penny Hardaway. He's an icon who everybody feels like they know if they don't actually know him. I'm most interested in how this is resonating outside of the Memphis market, and you did a wonderful job of portraying that at Forbes.com. Why is Penny Hardaway resonating around the country the way he's resonating around the country?
I mean, Gary, thanks for having me on. You know, the thing that struck me, I was in Atlanta at the Nike EYBL shop this weekend, and the thing that really just struck me right away was just the way he dresses and his style. You know, he looks completely different from all the other, you know, I was in a building with Coach K and John Calipari and Tony Bennett and Jay Wright, and, you know, Penny is sitting courtside in like a camouflage, you know, baseball hat, and he had the Memphis, a black Memphis hoodie on and black sweatpants and some, you know, some Nike foam, you know, shoes on. And, you know, I'm just a guy in, like, you know, shorts and T-shirts, and I had to kind of, you know, ask around about what kind of sneakers he was wearing. But he just looks, you know, so hip and stylish. He looks more like the players, like a grown-up adult version of the players. And I think that's, you know, part of the reason why a lot of the top recruits respond to him, why the kids like him. Plus, he's, you know, obviously played in the NBA. He's a great NBA star. And they're in a unique window now, Gary, where for the next, you know, month, couple weeks, they have a chance to add two or three more, you know, five-star guys. You know, R.J. Hampton, Precious Achiuwa, you know, Lester Quinones. And he was pretty straightforward in saying, you know, he has four scholarships and he wants to get pretty much four five-star guys.
Talking to Adam Zagoria, the article he wrote at Forbes.com, Penny Hardaway is the hottest college coach in America. Are you surprised that he's been able to get as seriously involved with five-star prospects outside of the region as he has? It's one thing to get James Wiseman, DJ Jeffries. He had obvious, well-established relationships with those guys, and they, in Wiseman's case, he's not from here, but like he's been here the past few years. DJ is obviously from the area. Are you surprised he's been able to get involved with players outside of the region like R.J. Hampton, like Precious Achiuwa, like Lester Quinones? Because frankly, I was as big a believer in Penny Hardaway as anybody, and I'm a little caught off guard by the way he's able, seemingly able, to recruit outside of the market.
Yeah, and again, he was very open with that. I said, you know, hey, do you see a comparison between NBA super teams like the Warriors, who I believe drafted him, and, you know, the big three started in with the Heat in Miami with LeBron and Bosh and D. Wade. I said, do you see that filtering down now to the college level? And he said, yes, absolutely. You know, great players want to play with their friends and their teammates. And, you know, he basically said he's encouraging James Wiseman and the guys he has to go out and recruit these other guys. And, you know as well as I do, Gary, these guys all play together, you know, USA basketball, McDonald's game, Jordan game. They're around each other all the time. And I've talked to a lot of them in recent weeks. So I think it's kind of a perfect storm of Penny, former NBA star, as the coach. You get James Wiseman. You know, I know some of the haters are like, oh, this is, you know, only a one-hit wonder that he got James Wiseman. But the fact is, he does have James Wiseman. And, you know, I talk to a lot of these kids. They all really respect and admire Wiseman's game. They want to play with him. You know, R.J. Hampton is saying, who wouldn't want to play with James Wiseman? You know, guys like Precious and Trendon Watford, they all talk about playing together on kind of the, you know, college version of the Golden State Warriors.
Talking to Adam Zagoria. He's on Twitter, at Adam Zagoria. You can read his stuff many places, including zagsblog.com. Do the prospects have a proper understanding of how big of an NBA star he was? Because it's been a long time since he was an NBA star. I can't imagine high school prospects right now have any memories of Penny Hardaway as a high-level player, but do they understand what he once was?
Yeah, it's funny. Some of these guys, Gary, are real YouTube students, and they say, you know, hey, I went to YouTube, and I was looking at whatever, player X, you know, and I stumbled across player Y. And, you know, I think one of the players, it might have been Greg Brown or somebody, said, you know, I was looking at Shaq on YouTube, and I stumbled across Penny, and so I came across the Penny highlights. But I'm sure, you know, you, just like me, it makes me feel so old.
Right.
You know, these kids, they never saw Penny. They certainly never saw, you know, Patrick Ewing and Bobby Hurley and Chris Mullin play. You know, those are their parents and their coaches saw that. So, you know, they know about YouTube and highlights and, you know, Penny. I think Penny and Patrick Ewing are the only coaches with their own shoe line. They know about that. They know that he's rocking the foam posits. So all of this, I think, you know, again, just, you know, seeing how he dresses, what he looks like, his style is unlike any other coach that was in that building.
Obviously, the way he dresses, presents himself, resonates with players. The way he speaks resonates with players. How does it resonate with other coaches? How is the Penny Hardaway era playing with, you know, more traditional college basketball coaches these days?
Yeah, it's funny. I spoke to both Jerry Stackhouse and Rick Barnes. Again, we had great access at this event. And, you know, I know Rick and Penny had their little beef there.
Sure.
During the season. And, you know, Penny was, you know, he was 100% right on. He said, look, it's not a rivalry yet because we haven't accomplished what Rick Barnes has. Tennessee was number one in the country for a couple weeks. You know, he said he thought Tennessee was going to be really interesting and competitive now because you have Stackhouse, Penny, Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes mentioned some other coaches in the state. So I think they all know that it's a, you know, and as Stackhouse pointed out, you know, they're Vanderbilt and Memphis aren't really going to be recruiting the same type of players. You know, Stackhouse kind of went out of his way to say, you know, Vanderbilt's a different academic situation than Memphis. But, you know, I think the fact that they're all in the same state is good for Tennessee, and, you know, everyone knows who those guys are.
Last thing on Memphis, you've mentioned, and it is well established, they're seriously involved with R.J. Hampton, with Precious Achiuwa, with Lester Quinones. Do you think ultimately Memphis ends up with those three players?
Who was the first guy you said, Gary? R.J.
Hampton, Precious Achiuwa, Lester Quinones. Right now, for whatever it's worth, and it might be worth nothing, but the crystal ball predictions at 24/7 Sports have each of those players going to the University of Memphis. Do you actually think that's the way it can go down?
Yeah, I definitely think they have a good shot at least a couple of those guys. I mean, I talked, you know, I was in a scrum with a few reporters, you know how it is, with R.J.'s dad over the weekend, and you know, he's saying R.J. wants the ball in his hands next year. And, you know, he didn't rule out Kentucky or Duke that day, although he did rule out Duke eventually. But I said, look, it sounds to me like Kansas and Memphis are your most attractive options because they don't have point guards. And Kansas might have one, you know, assuming, depending on what goes on with the draft. And he said, yeah, you're right. You know, we want the ball in his hands. So I think, you know, they certainly have a good chance of getting R.J. Precious, I know, just took an official there. And, you know, he's high on them. I know North Carolina and Kansas are also involved. And I talk to Lester pretty periodically, and he's got a bunch of schools. But all those guys are very high on Memphis.
I'm talking to Adam Zagoria. His story at Forbes.com headlined, Penny Hardaway is the hottest college coach in America, and he wants a super team at Memphis. You can read that at Forbes.com. Before I let you go, I did want to ask you about the federal trial going on in Lower Manhattan because you were in the courtroom today. You've been in the courtroom daily, and today seemed especially interesting because, A, there was a wiretap played on which Book Richardson, the former Arizona assistant, longtime Sean Miller assistant, is telling Christian Dawkins that Sean Miller is paying $10,000 a month for DeAndre Ayton. And then Christian Dawkins took the stand and testified in his own defense as well. What was the biggest headline to come out of Lower Manhattan today?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in there every day, Gary, and I think this is kind of as close as we've gotten to a smoking gun where you have Book on an audio tape using the word bought to describe, you know, DeAndre Ayton and Sean Miller. You know, he says, You know what he bought per month. Christian says, what did he do? Book says, I told you 10. He didn't actually say the word grand or thousand, but, you know, that was the interpretation.
Sure.
Then Christian says he's putting up some real money. And Richardson says, but that's his fault. Now, so until today, you know, I know Arizona fans are, you know, they think it's all fake news and it's just been Christian BSing on the stand. But today we actually had audio tape of Book Richardson, who at this point is the associate head coach at Arizona, you know, using the words bought and, you know, Sean Miller, you know, paying for Aiden and other guys like Raleigh Hawkins was discussed as well. So, you know, and Arizona's an interesting sideline, Gary. Arizona's had their outside counsel, Paul Kelly, was in the court yesterday. I think they've had an attorney there the whole time. So it's really going to be interesting to see how they react.
No doubt. That is Adam Zagoria. He's on Twitter, at Adam Zagoria. You can read him many places, including ZagsBlog.com, the Penny Hardaway column. If you haven't read it yet, you can find it at Forbes.com. Zags, thanks so much, buddy. I know you're busy. I appreciate you being here. I'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Gary. Anytime, buddy.
All right. That's Adam Zagoria on Twitter, at Adam Zagoria. The story, again, headline, Penny Hardaway is the hottest college coach in America, and he wants a super team at Memphis. And the reason I think this resonates differently than, like, if Jason Smith wrote this for The Athletic, or John Martin wrote it for The Athletic, or I wrote it for CBSSports.com, or even Dan Wolkin wrote it for USA Today, some people, not all, but some people would say, yeah, but, you know, Jason Smith's a Memphis guy, Memphis grad. John Martin's a Memphian, a Memphis grad. Yeah, Gary Parrish used to cover Memphis. He's a Memphis resident. He's a Memphis graduate. Dan Wolkin used to work at the Commercial Appeal. He is close to that program. It's one thing for somebody with Memphis ties to write this, the way that Adam Zagoria wrote this. Quite another thing with somebody that has no Memphis ties whatsoever, a New York-based writer with no connections to Memphis, with no connections to Penny, writing a story for Forbes.com, headline, Penny Hardaway is the hottest college coach in America, and he wants a super team at Memphis. That's why I wanted to talk to Zags, because, you know, here in Memphis, we talk about Penny Hardaway basically every day and have been doing it for more than a year now. It's never real clear, because you can be a little too close to it. It's never too clear, you know, how much Penny Hardaway is resonating outside of the Memphis market. And if Adam Zagoria's perspective is any indication, the answer is it's resonating really, really, really well.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.